The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, here with you on a Tuesday, 9th of February, 2010, and Bob Chapman is just being brought in, and he's in queue. We'll be in a couple of minutes, and I have Robbie Noel. Hello, Robbie.
How are you doing, sir?
The sun's shining here. It's colder than whatever here in Central Texas, but hey, bud, we're not getting rained on. How's it out there?
People are playing golf.
People are playing golf. Well, it must be above 50.
Yeah, it's a balmy 70 degrees. And that's why I hate living here.
Why is that? Because it's a balmy 70?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. By the way, you haven't errantly run into anything, have you?
Like what?
A wall or a tree or another car or a pedestrian. You drive one of those Toyotas, don't you?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
But I've had a sticking accelerator problem for, 15 years now.
Well, that could be attributed to your lead foot.
Yeah. I knew about the problem a long time ago, sir.
Well, and I don't, save me from the hacks out there, but I can remember General Motors. I mean, Chrysler. I mean, talk about problems. I mean, serious problems. And recalls be done, and people say, oh, okay, well, I just got to take... It seems like this is a concerted effort against Toyota. Doesn't there seem to be a lot more mystery and fear factor around this?
Yeah, it's... Let me tell you something. And I've owned Toyotas since, I've had like 7 of them. Mainly Camrys. And I can honestly tell you, I have never once looked under the hood.
And that is, you're saying that, what? You're not mechanically inclined, or never had to go under the hood?
But, that's just the simple thing with Camrys. You know, you put the key in, it starts, and that's all that concerns me.
Yeah,
I've never had one break down on me. I've never had a battery go flat where I've had to jump start, even though I have cables in my trunk. Don't ask me why.
Just in case.
I looked at them the other day, and they're still in the wrapping that I bought them in. So,
it's preventative stuff, Robbie. If you took those cables out of your trunk to clean the trunk or to do anything, you know damn right well you'd get a dead battery. It's those that are prepared that never need the stuff.
So, I don't know. Maybe I've just been lucky. But.
I've said this over and over again. I drive a Mazda, okay? And I would love to buy an American car that has the durability like a Toyota Camry has or a Mazda 6 has. I would love to do it. But unfortunately, I can't say that.
I had an 89 Cadillac, and the reason I didn't like it and bought a Camry is because it didn't have a coffee cup holder.
We'll be right back.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
And we have with us, if this is Tuesday, we also have Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. His email, ladies and gentlemen, we don't put this out enough, bob@intforecaster.com. That's pretty simple. bob@intforecaster.com. Mr. Chapman, how are you?
I am fine, and I own a Ford.
And,
and I love them.
And
I never look under the hood.
And you never look under the hood. Well,
I am unmechanical.
Well, I don't know where to go with that, Robbie.
Look, Ford obviously makes a fine product. It's not a government-run auto manufacturer.
And you know, Bob, I have a special affinity for Ford Motor Company because of Henry Ford and what Henry stood for.
I agree.
Him and his pals, Harvey Firestone, Tommy Edison, you know, the guys from yesteryear that knew exactly what was going on and who controlled things, Henry was one of them.
The Dearborn Comet.
There you go.
Anti-Semitic.
Had a great newspaper, too.
Well, you know, I guess I could make a Ford last, too, Robbie, if I only drove it 25 miles a year.
Well, yeah, well, that's true, too.
I had a big year this year.
You did?
Yeah.
52 miles.
No, 4,000.
Hey, look, did you get your email stuff straightened around?
I certainly did, and it is functioning.
Okay, so if people email bob@intforecaster.com, you will get their email.
It should very well get here.
Yeah, you know, isn't that harrowing when you're switching stuff over and you're out there in the cyber void waiting to land on Earth on some other server someplace?
Well, you know, if I was 35 or 40 years old, I probably would have had a coronary. But being as elderly as I am, you have a lot more patience.
You know, and I would have never have guessed it. Robbie, you know this guy's 103 years old. Doesn't he sound great for being 103?
Yep, absolutely.
You know, did anybody ever sit and combine all of our ages? Aren't we as old as this country? Well, at least half.
I didn't know Robbie was 137.
Shh, nobody's supposed to know, Bob. Hey, things economically, I'm sitting here reading your newsletter, Mr. Chapman. Is the foo-foo getting ready to hit the air oscillating moving device over mortgage defaults and foreclosures and commercial real estate? Is it starting to unravel yet?
Well, it is. It's an ongoing process. It's going to continue for several more years, both in residential and commercial. We had dreadful news yesterday on the jumbos. The large loans, and I think it was 9.3% failure rate. You know, it's just beyond repair. You know, you've got to look at not only in America, but the whole world, and there are very few countries that don't have problems, and some certainly are worse than others. We know all about Greece and the pigs, and in England and America. Canada and Mexico are getting along better than we are. And, of course, the big boomer, really, from a fundamental standpoint, is Brazil. China's thrown so much money into the system, they're going to have horrible problems. And we've got our government, along with the British over there, in the Middle East, and they're trying to start more wars, so the people will be distracted from the terrible things that are going on economically and financially. But I think that first of all, I knew that Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, Morgan, and a number of other banks were very, very long the dollar. Between 74 and 75, maybe 75 and a half, giant, gigantic positions. And when I saw that, I knew something was up. And then all of a sudden, things that had been known for some time about the pigs, as they're called, P-I-I-G-S, for Portugal, Ireland, Italy, Greece, and Spain. And all of a sudden, from out of nowhere, we find that Greece is in trouble. Well, they've been in trouble for a long time, and everybody knows it. So they made an issue out of it, and the dollar took off, and that's what it was really all about.
Well, and the dollar is today sitting at 79.78. It's off 66 cents, but it was pushing real hard on the 80 mark. I was watching it yesterday, and, of course, the Dow was down yesterday. That came.
Well, it retraced today, as you... Yeah. No, it was up 150 points, and supposedly that was good news for the dollar. Good news for the market, which to me doesn't figure. I think that they took it up to make it look good, and I think they screwed up when they did it, because if you look at the 10-year U.S. T-note, Treasury note, the yield moved from 3.57% to 3.64%, and they got two auctions going on, one today and one on Thursday for $81 billion, and that's not good.
They got a 10-year
because they're going to pay more money for money, more interest.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard him, Bob. Robbie just said they've got another one tomorrow.
Yeah, 10 years.
Yes, that's correct. The total is $81 billion.
Yeah,
and
the average is $50 billion a week now.
But
that's about $10 billion a day. And that's why they're going after the retirement plans, maybe in slow motion.
Yeah.
But the minute they make their move, I'll make mine.
And, Robbie, you were saying?
The whole move today in the markets was all Greece-related.
Yes, yes. And it has nothing to do with anything, and it'll go right back down again. And the reason they are allowing the market to go down from 10,800 to where it's at, just around 10,000, up from 9,900, is because they need the money to come out of the stock market and go into treasuries. Otherwise, they have to go to the Fed to create money out of thin air, which they did last year by taking down 80% of all the treasury paper. And they don't want to have to do that again because it's very inflationary, and it would be better if they could find a way for people to buy treasuries.
Well, tomorrow
there's no way out of the box that they're in. And it's just going to get worse and worse. Rob?
Tomorrow he was supposed to testify before Congress, but I guess because of the snow, he's not going to be testifying, but he will give his prepared remarks about the Fed's exit strategy.
And who is this, Mr. Bernanke?
Yep.
Oh, so
yeah, the helicopter person.
So we have a snow day in Washington yesterday, about 3 feet. So we're going to get the snow job tomorrow?
Yeah.
That's okay. A good way to put it.
Yeah.
Well, the good news.
You sound like an old vaudevillian.
Yeah, the good news is Washington is shut down for the week. So
I did that on a program in Madison, Wisconsin this morning, and the host couldn't stop laughing.
Well,
I said, we've been down for 2 days. Thank God. They can't do any damage for 2 days.
Well, but that didn't stop Barack Obama from doing his press conference today, his feel-good press conference. Don't you know that he is he's now talking with the Republicans and Democrats, and they came willingly, and this is a bipartisan issue. And the main theme of this is that we're going to create jobs. You know,
it's a love fest.
Yeah, I'm telling you, well, more to my way of thinking, it's like a Chinese fire drill. But, again, to the people out there that are needing and wanting jobs and don't understand how free enterprise works, they think that's good news. Oh, the president's going to create the jobs he's been promising. And he went right back. And here's the problem. These temporary work programs that cost more money than what it should. Yeah, it's all fine and dandy to build and repair roads and bridges and the infrastructure and all that stuff. But that's an ongoing thing that should be done with tax money, not a last-ditch attempt, no pun intended, to put people to work, because that's a public works program. That money goes to employ some people. It gives them a little spending money for a little while. And then the thing that they do doesn't produce anything. You know, how much rhetoric have we heard about helping the small business people out there? How's that coming along? And again, it's the same old tired retread of the last depression and what Franklin Delano Roosevelt did, probably for too long. The expert opinion was, you know, it's going to hurt, and it's going to hurt a lot. But the same thing should have been done during the last depression as this depression. You let the bad stuff go. You let it go.
Well, you see, that's...
And that includes all the major banks, the brokerage houses, the insurance companies. And it has to happen, because it's going to happen anyway, no matter what they do.
But you see, I mean, this is Greece's problem. I mean, this is the problem they're having in Greece. Why is Greece in such a hole? Greece is in such a hole because, obviously, they have all these government programs to protect people from cradle to grave. They cannot afford them any longer, and if they cut any of the programs, they are threatened with civil unrest. I mean, that's the catch-22 situation for Greece.
And most of Europe.
And for the U.S., because if you look at that stimulus plan, it is an extension of unemployed benefits. It's tax credits to small businesses who hire people.
Grease is the word. They're moving and grooving. Hey, we got to take the break, guys. We'll be right back. We'll invite your calls. 800-313-9443.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Just had to let that go for a minute there. I feel so upbeat today. Gentlemen, there are things that are happening with this network. Mr. Chapman, I know you're so doggone busy. You know, I look at your email, and you do Gold Seek Radio and Sam Bushman and Dale Williams and John Bryant, Dr. Stan Monteith, Maria Heller, Power Hour, Pat Gorman, Alex Jones, Butch Paul, Erskine Overnight, Drew Raines, Kevin Gallagher, and John McGowan, Bruce McDonald, Rob Johnson, Ruben Torres, Farron Schoaf, Derek Dreamer, and did I miss anybody?
George Norrie.
By the way, thank you for mentioning that.
I wrote a piece for him today to see if he wants to use it on the program. We requested it. It's about the Internet.
Uh-huh.
It'll be on Saturday's issue.
Great.
They're trying to give the Internet away.
Yes, yes, that has been a hot topic on the airwaves today. Well, Dr. Don Rademacher and Dr. John Hall, they were on NORI overnight last night, and I think we got mentioned about a half a dozen times, Republic Broadcasting. So I appreciate Mr. John Hall and the book that he wrote. Scared the hell out of me. Brought him up last Thursday with all the stuff that the satellites can now do. Mind control, you name it. And this guy is a legitimate medical doctor and an anesthesiologist, not given to conspiracy theory. But they started going after his girlfriend down in San Antonio with experimentation. Unbeknownst to him, he wasn't out there and any problem. She was just randomly picked, and, well, they were cooking her little brains. So the one thing that you don't want to do is start experimenting and then having a medical doctor sitting by and watching all of what's going on. And the stuff that he's come up with is just absolutely, it'll turn your hair gray. Well, all of ours already is, but.
Yeah, fair chance with me.
Yeah.
So, you know, I got to ask Bob about this. Besides the very strange action that went on in the gold market yesterday, where you had the futures market closing up $12 and the cash market closing down $10. And obviously this all ties in with Greece because you had Trichet. I mean, this started early this morning around 2 o'clock when it was announced that Trichet had cut short his Australian visit and was flying back to deal with the bailout of Greece. And a story that none of the networks covered, financial networks, was that over the weekend there was what they are referring to as Jekyll Island 2 was taking place in Australia with the heads of all the world central bankers at the same time that the G7 were meeting in the Arctic.
It's a good place for them to meet in the Arctic.
Yes. But what about
hopefully the meeting? Hopefully there's a lot of polar bears around.
But what about the meeting in Australia, Bob?
Yeah, it was in my publication that it was coming, and I knew about it. And it's a BIS meeting that was planned a long time ago. And, of course, they're not going to tell you what's going on. Anything comes out of there is, you know, just plain lies. But we'll find out. We have our sources. You're right about Trichet. And later today, the Germans said that there will be talks about the possibility of aiding Greece. And they have finally decided that it's not time to take the system down. And so they will sprinkle a little credit here and there. But the austerity program that will be put upon Greece, like Ireland already, will be anointed upon Portugal and Spain as well before they get in the same kind of problems. And if Italy continues its wayward ways, they will get the same treatment. Now, what that's going to do is virtually choke the GDP of Europe. The only ones that will come out okay probably are Germany. France will hang on by its fingertips, the same as Belgium. Holland will do well. Sweden will do well. And Denmark's going to – they're running into problems. And, of course, Britain is a hopeless case. And they're trying to hold on here. They don't want to – go to the deflationary plug-pulling yet, obviously. And so, as I said earlier, I saw those long positions in a dollar, and all of these things that we know now, they were all known 6 months to 2 years ago. And so this whole thing was timed more than anything else to make money for the United States government in that market, as well as other governments who tagged along, and these people on Wall Street. Now what they're doing is they're selling their long positions, and once they're out of them, they'll start shorting. And this time, 74 will not hold because it was a phony rally, and we'll test 71.18. the USDX.
Talk about timing. We'll take this break. We'll come back on the other side, start to roll your calls. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, Republic Broadcasting. I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Our team is hard at work here in Texas and across the country assembling the new economy, a system of trade built on honest money and American production. We're proud to report that we now have more than 26,000 merchants trading across the country and more than a dozen private silver currencies like the Lakota Nation and the John Galt. But the most stunning AOCS medallion by far is the new Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker, available right now at RepublicSilver.com. Log on to RepublicSilver.com and get your hands on the investment-grade 999 fine silver Andrew Jackson barter medallions and stretch your purchasing power in our extensive trade network. And be sure to stop by the AG Trading Post in Dallas, the only store that refuses FRNs, where you can trade your Jacksons for top quality goods. Be a part of it today at RepublicSilver.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
I want to get into in a little bit here about Bob and what he's writing about the Cott Report and gold commercials and all that other stuff. But let's roll some calls here because I don't want you fine folks holding on the line too long. First up, Henry in Connecticut. Hello, Henry. Henry? Henry! Okay, keep him on hold. Give me Guy in Arkansas. Hello, Guy. How you doing? Do I have Guy? Guy? Hello?
Oh, there you are. I didn't hear that little clicking noise that I'm used to.
There we go.
Yeah, I think that was the problem with your last caller there. Hopefully he's holding on.
Well, hopefully he is.
Gentlemen, Joyce Riley had on her show an interesting gentleman on this morning. His name was Bill Joe Malden, and he states that all of the banks, all the central banks are owned by the UN, and that means that the Federal Reserve is owned by the UN, and therefore the UN basically through the money system owns and operates the United States. Now, interesting, John, that I don't think I've ever heard this come out of your guest on Monday. I forget the gentleman's name offhand. But,
Ron McDonald?
Ron McDonald, yes. I don't think that I've heard him mention anything of this, and he might not be aware of that. But
Well, and we're assuming here that, what was his name? Billy what?
Billy Joe Maldon, M-A-U-L-D-I-N.
And that's assuming that Billy Joe Maldon's information is correct. Bob, let me ask you this. Do you think the U.N. is owning these people and controlling them?
No. I think the U.N. is controlled by others, such as the royal families of Europe, better known as the Black Nobility, the Illuminati, and many other organizations which are all cooperating with one another. The Bank for International Settlements is the banker's bank. And they really dictate to that creature, the IMF, which was created by the United States after the Second World War. And so it's an integral part of it. Who cares who owns what? They're all bad guys, and we've got to change it.
Well,
and so,
I'm sorry, Bob.
I don't see the significance.
According to
and besides,
him,
I don't know whether it's true or not. I've never heard it before.
Yeah, Guy, what you were saying?
According to him, in 1933, when, yes, I am a really card-carrying communist, Roosevelt made a public law, I believe it's 192 or 193, something like that, that it was in that law that he sold over the U.S. to the World Bank and therefore onto the to the UN. And of course, Bob, you're probably right. I think it's a flip-flop situation here that it's a mirror image. When you're looking at one, you're really looking at the other, and they're so intertwined that it probably doesn't matter one way or the other. And thanks for the time, John, and I'll let you go and hear all your comments off there. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you, Guy.
Thank you.
Yeah, I, Bob, there has been a lot of catfighting about who's controlling whom. There have been organizations and groups of people that do certain works, and they are all interconnected, that is for sure. The bankers and the brain trusts out there, the 501c3 foundations. I mean, if you look at it, the Ford Foundations, if you look at the CFR, all of these organizations within the State Department itself, did you guys know that there are over 5,000 employees in the State Department that's connected, and they're doing business for the realm worldwide? I mean, there's a lot of stuff that a lot of people don't know, and they all have been pushing, once the bill of goods have been sold, for world government, and that's just easier for the transnational corporations and the governments and to modify the laws to allow world trade to go on. You know, I mean, all that is all true. And I don't, I've heard of Billy Joe Maldon before, but I've you know, if that information is incorrect, that leads people to the wrong conclusions and down the wrong paths. I mean, it's the bankers that own everything and everybody anyhow, and they're all going to do their bidding, just like the United States Congress is doing right now, Barack Obama and all of his little czars. They're all down with it.
Israel lobby controls America.
AIPAC.
Look, it's beyond all, there's not a shadow of a doubt about it. I mean, all you got to do is go to my webpage and look at there's three stories on my webpage today that prove beyond all reasonable doubt that Israel controls America. Representative Mike Pence, in an interview on Christian Broadcasting Network, said Israel should dictate U.S. policy.
Well, and who have you seen? Lieberman and the likes.
Then you got that other bimbo, Michelle Buckman. Who said America is cursed by God if we reject Israel?
Well, her name is Bachman. What else did you want her to say?
And then for my double bimbo, and I use that term, I've got a few nasty emails for referring to
Sarah Palin
as
yes,
a bimbo.
Yes.
But if you look up the English dictionary of the interpretation of the bimbo, you'll find that it accurately describes her. I could call her constitutionally challenged. But she goes to appear at, think about this, she goes to a Tea Party convention wearing an Israeli-American flag on a lapel pin.
Well, and ironically, there is a story up on republicbroadcasting.org with plenty. And folks, you know, we're not sitting here just throwing stuff out thinking, oh, the people will never check it out. No, go check it out. This is what we want you to do. Robbie, you just made a lot of people up in Alaska to listen to this program very unhappy because they're all in love with Sarah Palin.
I know.
And she is not presidential material. She wasn't vice presidential.
At least I didn't call her a retard.
Well,
is she really a retard?
Look, she's the best-looking politician that's come along in a long time. I think we can all
agree. Oh,
wait
a minute now. Scott Brown is a hunk.
Oh, yeah.
I'm starting to worry
about...
wrong,
and I don't know.
Robbie, I'm starting to worry about Bob. Let's go back to the phones, guys. Do we have Henry back? Do we have Henry? Let's try.
Henry from Connecticut.
Henry from Connecticut. Henry, are you there? He must have put the phone down or
he might have passed away.
I almost slipped when I said that, but thank you, Bob, for completing my thought. Bob in Nebraska. Hello, Bob.
John?
Yes, there you are.
Hello. Hi. John?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How are you guys doing? I love your show.
Thank you.
I just had a couple of quick questions. One is the Federal Reserve. Do they pay taxes on that money that we send them or what? And also for Bob, if he has anything new on the Pat Kiley.
Pat Kiley.
Well, if you were a subscriber, you would see each week we have a thing called the Ongoing Saga.
Mm-hmm.
And we have all kinds of information that's been coming out over the past several months. His partner, Trevor Cook, is in jail on contempt charges. And there's a grand jury that is in process. The culprits, those two and others, refuse to tell government where all the money is, the $190 million. And I suppose they'll end up in jail where they belong.
Okay. Well, I just...
As far as the feds are concerned, all the money that they make, they deduct their expenses, and then they pay the remainder back to the federal government to go in the general fund.
Okay.
What's so onerous about this right now is that they are lending money to financial institutions at, and they won't tell us what the rate is, but it's probably 0.5% or 1%. And then they're taking the money back on deposit, and they won't tell us what they're giving for that, but my guess is about 2.5%. And so the banks lending financial companies are making a 2% with no risk on money that they borrowed. And that money would have normally gone to the Treasury Department in behalf of the American people. And that's not the case.
Where did you get the $190 million to begin with?
Well, $25,000 came from me.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
I can see you're not a subscriber. I called everybody and tried to get them out.
Well, Bob, I was a subscriber a couple of years ago, but I let it lapse. I've been wanting to get a new...
That was an expensive lapse, my son.
Yes, it was. Well, it goes good.
Out of 155 people, I got 115 out of their deal. The rest of them wouldn't listen.
And you were one of them, Bob.
Yeah. Well, hey, guys, I got to run. Thank you very much and love your show.
All right, thanks. Appreciate your call. So where the hell did they get the $190 million?
From poor souls.
Really? Just like Bob?
And I only could get to, you know, my people. You know, I had to call everybody and say, look, you know, this is a scam. And most of them get out and some of them didn't.
Now, all those people that you contacted and you got them out and you saved their skin, these people, rather than going for a lousy few percent here and there, why are they not calling Robbie to buy gold, which is going to have a hell of a lot better return and liquidity? It does right now, and it will certainly into the future. Am I right there, Robbie?
Well,
but don't equivocate.
The reason you want to own gold is for one basic reason. Mm-hmm. You eliminate counterparty risk. That's the reason you own gold. When you own physical gold.
And the second one is that it's the eternal money, and whether you have inflation or deflation, you're going to maintain the value of your wealth.
So it's an insurance policy.
It's a very simple concept. It's a no-brainer. Hello. But you see, you couldn't tell that to any of the people that invested with Bernie Madoff, who were promised 10% annualized returns, to say, no, put your money in somewhere where you hold on to it. Now, those very same people would think that sound advice today, but a little too late. I mean, I hear these horror stories almost daily.
Well, a number of the people did go to Robbie.
Good.
The ones that I didn't upset.
Yeah, we've got to work on your
my diplomacy.
I think it's rather late for that. Send them to Jeffries.
Actually, you know where the happiest place on earth is?
Where's that?
Costa Rica.
Oh, they just elected a new president. What the heck is that all about?
Yeah, it's a woman.
Yeah.
I've forgotten her name.
They said she was right of center. She's a protege of Arias, who's a one-worlder. And she's going to make Costa Rica carbon-free. I never heard so much crap in my life.
They don't have anything down there.
What is this woman thinking of? There's no such thing as carbon footprints.
And how can she be right of center? What does that mean? How far is
it's just the crap that you get out of the American press.
But you know,
I haven't read it in Spanish yet. I'm waiting to get some of the Spanish articles. But she's just another dummy up front. Her graduate degree is from Georgetown.
But you know why they say it's the happiest place on earth? They haven't had a standing army since 1949.
Well, they get plenty of crime now, I'll tell you that.
And apparently
Something they didn't have before, and more than in neighboring countries, with the exception of Nicaragua.
I've talked to Jim Willie just recently, and he says you don't want to be in the city. If it's not padlocked down and you're standing there guarding it, it'll be gone. The outlying areas, the tourist areas that are more secure because of private security, those areas are protected because they still need the tourist dollars. He says, but don't go around the big cities. Whatever you got will be gone.
Sounds like South Central Phoenix.
It sounds like Detroit right now.
No, it's all of Phoenix. You know, I get the Republic every day, and I can't believe the crime there.
Oh, I don't know why anybody watches morning television. Morning television, locally produced morning news shows, is just pretty much if you want to find out what crimes were committed, that's where you go. I mean, that's all the show is in the morning. Home invasions, hijackings, freeway shootings. I mean, that's just the basic sum total of Arizona morning television.
We have the Bob Chapman special today, and it just happens to be Netherlands, 10 guilders of Queen Wilhelmina. Did I say
Wilhelmina.
That right? Wilhelmina. Thank you very much.
Wilhelmina.
And, Robbie, give me the stuff on this.
Well, it's larger than Swiss francs and French francs. It's 0.1947 ounces of pure gold. It's the Dutch monetary unit, and it is minted between 1925 and 1933, $255. And they are in brilliant, uncirculated condition.
Not AU.
Not AU.
Okay. And for 20 of these, of course, they get the year subscription. And, folks, if you want to light up somebody's life, if you people out there have bought gold from Republic Trading before, and you might have accumulated 2 or 3 years of the Bob Chapman International Forecaster, well, you can give that to a friend. And I highly suggest you do. If Bob would have been getting that up there in Nebraska, he could have saved himself $25,000 because Bob wasn't able to contact him personally to tell him to get the heck out of it. But for 20 of these guilders of the 0.1947 brilliant uncirculated, not AU, how much, Robbie?
$255. For 20,
$5,100. $5,100. That's a deal. That is a deal. And folks, understand when I say, when we advertise brilliant uncirculated, these are not hammered crap. These are not all bent up, nicked, everything else. These are premium pieces. When you buy AU, you might pay a few more dollars over spot than spot itself. But try to negotiate that, sell it back to the seller that has sold it to you, and you'll lose $20 or more per piece. The brilliant uncirculated is the more premium, the more desired. It is the beautiful stuff, and it is brilliant, and it is uncirculated. There is a difference. It holds its value. Is that right, Robbie?
Well, it's in the industry, it's called eye appeal.
Eye appeal.
Yeah, and so if you put a AU next to a BU coin, 10 out of 10 times people will choose the BU of the AU just because of the eye appeal.
And I know gold's pretty, but it's prettier minted in something that you can actually read the dates and see the portraits and all that other stuff. And it's got that premium value when you go to sell it back. That's important. We'll be right back right after this.
Attention, ladies. Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. to take advantage of that gilder, 0.1947, 20 of those puppies, these are brilliant, uncirculated, 20 is $5,100. That include, there's no padded anything here. That includes shipping. You get a subscription to the International Forecaster, and don't forget about those fine ceramic mugs. Place your order today. Call Robbie at 800-691-7898, and he'll be happy to take care of you. And by the way, folks, I know a lot of you don't have a lot of money out there, but that's okay. We can service you as well, and you can simply just call the network or go to the website. We have those Jackson rounds up there, .999. These are commemorative, beautiful, mirrored finish coins. Silver is down, folks. So take a look at it. I'll give you the price on a roll of those here as soon as it comes up, and it's not going to come up. Let me do this. Let me go to directly to the page, Republic Trading Group. A roll of 20, the Jackson Anti-Banker coins. If you've not seen them, folks, go to the website. Click on the pictures that are on the front site. That'll take you into a Photoshop, and you'll get the big picture of the coin. And on the back of it, by eternal God, I will rout you out. Andrew Jackson, our president, 1767. He died in 1845, and he was the anti-banker. A roll of those are $419.80. And we can even put those in plastic cases so you can give them out as gifts. Impress your friends. They probably never held silver in their life. By the way, should I do this on air? We have a house guest that caught me naked today. Well, not really. I covered up. And I get back to the office.
Who are you guessing? Puppy dogs or something?
No. It's some gal that came up here from Florida. And you know what she said in front of God and all of his people in this network? I said, you know, what is it with you? And, you know, I was kept running around the house trying to get away from you. She said, well, when I saw you, I lost my appetite.
That's understandable.
But she's not living next door. She's living under my roof. Of course, my wife got a big giggle out of that one as well. It's a conspiracy, I swear.
Tame the wild beast.
I'm telling you. Ed in New York. Hello, Ed. You're next up. How you doing?
Hey, John, how are you?
Well, aside from the insult today, I guess my ego is fairly unbruised.
Well, I'm thinking if you're that disgusting to look at, maybe you don't have to feed her. But, hey, I wanted to, I have a question for each of your esteemed guests, and but first I had to have a chuckle with you. I think you have really found your way onto the best way to get donations rapidly. I was laughing to myself the other night. I was listening to the program when you were talking about how the website went out.
Uh-huh.
And don't you know that just at that time I went on, I almost had a cardiac thinking, oh, my God, there it is. Stattmiller finally went busted. And it immediately got me to send you, a donation. And I'm thinking, you know, maybe now and then you just want to kick out the plug or something, John.
Well, and, you know, I'll explain exactly. We did have an outage here, but it was an outage for the good. It forced us to move on to a dedicated server. And the website comes up even faster now. Do me a favor there, Ed, because I have a little thing, a little surprise and some good news for the listeners out there. We never sleep here at Republic Broadcasting, and we squeeze George Washington until his paper eyeballs pop out of the bill.
Right.
Hang on here, and we'll tell you what we're up to here. And with your support, folks, there's no stopping this network or you, the people that want their government back. We'll be right back right after this.